In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Podcast Network Asia.
This is the official Two Niner Rider board meeting where we decide. No, this is episode 150 something.
Oh, congratulations.
Yan po talaga boss namin si Cal.
Si Cal yung boss. She's deciding who stays and who goes.
Wow.
155.
Oh, the child has spoken.
It's episode 155 of Two Niner Rider, and we've got some familiar faces with us. Moto Bex. What are we talking about today, Moto Bex?
It's Pride Month. We're here. Happy Pride.
Yon. Oh, sound effects, Kyle.
Handang-handang.
Ayan, sound effects.
155 na tayo. Mas ano pa tayo sa Game of Thrones? Mas marami tayong episode.
Ilan episodes ba yung Game of Thrones?
Konti lang yun. Mga nasa 50 lang.
Talunin niyo si Carlo Dalisay.
So yeah, episode 155. And of course, it's Pride Month. And here at Two Niner Rider, we are all about celebrating our differences, all about inclusivity, and all about love, which is also what Pride Month is about. Can you introduce who you brought with us?
Oh, ikaw na.
Hindi ko sila kilala eh.
Sige na nga. Sa mga nanonood, magandang gabi and happy Pride. We're celebrating the second year of Pride Red Manila. So sa katabi ko ngayon ay si Miss Che Cruz of Vespa Lady Rider and also a co-founder and ng Pride Red Manila.
Hello, magandang gabi sa inyong lahat.
And then we've got Cal.
The boss.
The big boss. Hey, Cal. Of course, Cal has been on the show before.
Ang laki pala niya, no?
Ang laki, no? Compared to us.
Oh.
Giant. And again, we've got Mackie. Mackie is taking off tomorrow. Where are you going, Mackie?
Punta akong Thailand bukas. I got invited by Harley Davidson Cebu to participate yung DRT. It's called the Dirt Road and Track Experience.
So, ng Harley?
Yeah. Lupit, di ba? Kasi they're gonna launch this new Revolution Max models. And these models are specific to dirt road and track. So we're talking about the new Sportster S, the Road Glide, and Pan America.
A Roadster and a Glide na Harley na pwede sa dirt?
No, of course.
Or it's gonna be, yeah, the Pan is for the, okay, I'm like, naisip ko may dual sport na road na Sportster.
So yun, I'm very excited. It's gonna be my first international media ride. Thank you, Harley Davidson Cebu.
And then nagyayabang ka?
Oh!
Anong ipagyayabang mo?
Marami. Siyempre, pagka mabait ka, siyempre, supportahan ka ng mga friends mo.
So, totoo yan.
Di ba?
True.
Pag mayabang ka,
isusuportahan ka rin.
Isusuportahan ka rin, di ba?
Sa ibang bagay, Char.
Siyempre, ito. Yung bag. Meron akong bagong bag.
Kriga.
Ito yung Kriga
T9.
Bagong kulay, brown.
Yung nga, bago.
Ako lang meron ito, ha.
Alam mo ba kung bakit T9 yan?
Bakit?
Kasi mga T9 na rider tayo.
Oh, that's horrible. So,
meron akong bagong bag. Ako pa lang meron nito, yung bagong kulay. So, gamitin natin na to. Gagamitin natin to dun sa Thailand. Kasi baka ulanin ako. So, lalagay ko yung camera ko sa loob. Yeah. Thank you, Ride Manila.
Kaya, yes. Ba't tayo wala niyan?
Thank you so much, Ride Manila.
I don't know. Alam mo naman si Maki, madiskarte talaga si Maki.
Maki, nag-practice ka na ba ng mga Thai praises? Anong mga natutunan mo?
Sawadiha!
Kapong kap!
And ikaw? Then, tinuruan ako ng asawa ko, sabi niya, baka daw, mag-ingat daw ako dun.
Bakit naman?
Bakit?
Alam mo yun na yun. Baka, mapagkamalan akong,
Ako, ito double check namin. Baka may ladyboy kapag balik mo.
Depende if the price is right.
Medical tourism. And then, of course, we've got Buck. What's up, Buck?
Magandang gabi.
Buck, sasali ka sa karera.
Huh? Hindi ko alam yan. Wala akong alam.
Ito, malupit to.
Oh, hardcore.
Hindi.
Si Coach Buck Pago.
Lodi yan, Lodi.
Sasali ako sa karera ng kabayo.
Hindi, ako na mag-explain kasi si Buck mahihain to Sasali yan sa Rimba Raid.
Hindi.
Sabi na nga.
Yun yung...
Rimba Raid sa Sa...
Nakar?
Hindi. Pritil.
Ako na may explain kasi si Bak mahirap. Sasali yan sa Rimba Raid tapos tatry niya manalo.
Fake news yan. Fake news.
Tatalunin niya kayong lahat.
Fake news.
Bak yung team to beat.
Diba? Mayabang to. Nag-Europe to
Postahan na. And I just got back. Ang labo ng tan line ko, pare. Hindi kita dyan. Pero pucha, tingnan mo dito. May tan line ako dito sa 4K.
Nahirapan daw kayo pumunta sa
Oh man, wild. So we were supposed to fly into Tacloban. Nandun yung mga motor namin. And I gotta say thank you to Ducati. Thanks to Totti for sending all these bikes in. And I also like to say thanks to Bikes R Us because they also provided a whole bunch of cool bikes. They're based out of Tacloban. And we were supposed to fly in there, but na-cancel 2 days before yung flight namin.
Huh?
Bakit? So, Pal, Naiya, lots of things.
Ano, brownout na naman?
De, magugulat dapat ako pero sinabi niya pala. Ganun talaga yun.
So, we had to fly into Cebu. And then, nag-ferry kami papuntang Ormoc. And then, yung mga bikes, linode sa truck, papunta sa Ormoc. And doon na kami nag-umpisa ng ride. And I want to say thank you to Tourism Promotion Board, Breakfast Ride, Raymond Gabriel, because even though there were all of these challenges, it was still an awesome ride. Thank you to the Ormoc local government, Blast, Dame Pare. And we went to the Piña Festival. We rode with all these great groups in the area. And that is why I have a tan.
Sarap ng pinya dun.
No? Masarap! Masarap ba yung pinya ni Richard?
Oo.
Nakakainis nga
Sarap ng pinya.
May picture kami with Richard. And then sabi ng mom ko, but mas marami kang white hair.
Ano mo?
So yeah, it was a great experience, and Leyte has the most beautiful road. So highly suggest.
Talaga?
Ang ganda. I'm gonna share some stuff. Dami kong i-edit.
Duman kayo ng ano? Borongan.
Borongan, yeah.
Ah, ganda ng kalsada.
San Juanico. Grabe, ang ganda ng kalsada,
alam mo bakit?
Dude.
Mm. Kasi dating ano yun? Dating American base. So, nung nandun pa sila, syempre, pinaganda nila yung kalsada. Tapos nung umalis sila, iniwan na nilang ganun. Eh, wala naman masyadong sasakyan dun. Meron lang mga motor.
Yeah.
Tapos mga konting kotse. So, hindi masyadong nabubugbog yung kalsada.
Duda ko walang DPWH doon kasi hindi nila inuukay.
And it's the first time I got to ride the R90. And BMW.
Mm.
It's an incredibly capable bike. Mas magaan pa sa R1150. It's got the power. Medyo may bagong bucket list bike yata.
Wow!
Oh! We'll see.
Pipirmahan na ba yung kontrata sa BM?
Oh, BMW. Well, thank you rin kay Toti. Gusto ko i-ride rin yung Hypermotard, pare. Pero inunahan ako ni Tsukimoto.
Mm.
So wait, pinadalan kayo ng fleet of bikes?
Pili lang kami eh.
Talaga?
Pucha, pare.
Kanino yung mga bike?
Halo-halo. Si Raymond nag-asikaso. Alam mo naman muna kayo si Raymond.
Boss Raymond, di ba ka talaga?
May Lodi. Indian, may Hypermotard, Multistrada, dalawang Monster, yung BMW, and then may GS pa. May GS. Yeah. I was really curious about the Indian and the Hypermotard. Anyway, Motobex.
Yes, sir.
Pride Ride 1, we were there.
Mm.
We had a lot of fun. It was with Gaki pa.
Correct.
And you guys were on the show.
Wait, nasa was si Gaki?
Si US.
Ah, oh, okay.
Katarman. Okay.
And can you refresh us with what happened back then? There was a ride.
Mm.
We had an event in Makati.
Mm.
I won some cool stuff. Mm. We gave stuff away. Lots of people, lots of fun, lots of flags.
Mm.
What's happening this year?
Ipapasok ko siya kay Che.
Oh, yan.
Kasi ako lang daldal. Go, Che.
Okay, so ano yung i-expect nyo this year? If last year, medyo mabilisan na paghahanda yon from us. Actually, si Bex nag-text lang, Che, anong plan ng Vespa Lady Rider sa Pride Ride? Sabi ko, you know what? This year, mag-collab kaya tayo. So, tinext ko si Gaki. If she's on board, then probably it's this. That was the time. So, tamang-tama, merong Dalitas of Manila who's very supportive, of course, to the LGBT community. Ganon din naman yung Vespa Lady Riders. And then, of course, si Bex brought along Beckys ng Shera.
Of course.
Ang saya ng combination. Yes. So, masaya yung combination nung time na yon. Mabilisan. Pero everybody sa community helped us. Yung mga kaibigan natin na motovloggers, sa media, yung mga brands who helped us. Kaya ang daming raffle prizes nung time na yun. Although, medyo dahil biglaan, nandun lang tayo sa road. Pero even when we were just there, masaya pa din. Masaya yung nangyari. So this year, ang gusto namin is level up.
Yes,
right?
Upgraded. Parang sa Big Bang nag-upgrade tayo.
Okay. So this year, ang ginawa namin, kasi syempre parang lessons learned. Ako, pawis tayo last year. Kasi,
may aircon na.
May aircon na this year.
Yes.
Yung venue natin ngayon, may AC na. And of course, full breakfast yon. Kasi yung last time, it's a coffee shop. Of course, masarap din naman talaga yung coffee sa Deuces and yung food naman sa Perea, right? So, thank you pala sa kanila. Hindi kami nakapagpasalamat ulit. This year, we will be doing, the venue is going to be at the Empty Stomach sa The Fourth Strip. Ooh. Yes. BGC. So, yes. Sa BGC. So maybe si Cal magkukwento kung ano yung empty stomach.
Okay, so empty stomach is located in BGC, kung saan during our earlier years, andun yung Pier 1. Andun siya. Pier 1? So the nice thing about it now is meron, yes, dun ang ano nakapwesto ang Pier 1.
Oo, di namin alam yun.
Ano yun?
Fat Tuesdays? Ano yun?
Wow, okay, I see you. So the nice thing about that, the location actually has a parking lot. So it's, we can park your bikes there. Yes. Tapos, now it's better indoors. I mean, medyo malala na yung init ngayon. Sing init ng damdamin niya. Pero sige lang. Sobrang init, isin ngayon may aircon na. At saka CR. Yan. Okay na siya. Pati yung CR may aircon.
Yan.
Yun yung gusto kong selling point.
Inocular talaga namin. At saka maraming cubicles.
That's true. What yes, happened to the CR and the cube? What? Why is
bakit
this a factor?
Bakit inocular pa?
You can do your side hustle. If nature's call, di ba?
If nature's call. Tayo sa loob ng CR.
Okay. Kakanya-kanya yung cubicle.
Oh, pag may makita mong hole.
No kidding aside, actually, yung i-expect pa natin kung bakit level up, we have invited a speaker as well. An advocate since 1996 or earlier pa. So she's actually one of
Kuya
the...
Kuya Germs?
I wish. Baka bumangon sa... So, isa siya sa mga bumuo ng unang Pride March dito sa Pilipinas.
Oh, wow.
So, we're very excited to have her also. And then, of course, para mas masaya, bukod sa food, may music. So, we also invited a DJ para sa fun after ng mga raffle-raffle natin.
Mm. Yeah. So what we love with the place, all in na siya. May LED screen, may lights, big space, everybody can move. Tapos LGBT, ano siya, friendly place. So it's a safe space.
Yeah.
You know, okay, sorry.
Yeah, the venue actually, dun din kasi nagaganap yung mga drag shows. During other days. So, okay din doon. Ah. It's really a space for, yes. It's so, really a space for the LGBT community.
It's a safe space for the LGBT community.
For everybody.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
And everyone. Mm. So,
of course, of
what
course.
What time is it
going to
be?
8 a.m.?
So, 8 a.m. So, okay.
Breakfast ride.
Breakfast ride na may gimmick.
Yes.
Okay, can I say I'm all for that? Because... Tito level na ako. Correct. Diba? If I'm gonna go out after 9 p.m. at night, I need to take a nap at like 6 p.m.
Okay.
I love the idea of going on a ride, having breakfast, partying, and then home by noon.
Yeah. Tama ka. Tito level. Tama ka.
This is a new thing for titos. We're in, on a weekend, you're home by noon, naka-gimmick ka na, naka-ride ka na.
Correct. At pwede ka pa manalo ng raffle.
Pwede ka pa manalo. I think, kailangan pa uso natin to. The morning party.
So, first na naman pala. So, I guess yung last year, natutuwa kami kasi we were the first one to do it, yung Pride Ride dito sa Pilipinas. So I guess yung bagong pang tito level na partying, first na naman.
Okay.
So
it,
when I was in San Francisco and even in Germany, may brunch clubs, right? Or the clubs are open 24 hours. And that makes so much sense. Right? I don't need to go to a place at 10 p.m. and then things start happening at midnight and then be home when the sun rises. Hindi ko na kaya. Hindi ko na
true.
Kaya.
That's true.
Alam mo, iba ang hindi ko na kaya talaga. Yung gutom ko.
Bakit?
Eh, andito na yung Army Navy eh.
Wow, Army Navy.
Yun, thank you,
diba?
Army Navy.
Bubusugin kayo, pati puso nyo. Dapat nasa ano yan, nasa event nyo rin yung Army Navy.
Oh,
layo.
Pagod ako.
Sana.
Si Gino nagtatanong, may raffle pa.
Okay na tayo. Papaantay.
Hi, Motherclyde Batangas. Good evening.
Hi, Motherclyde.
Lagay muna natin.
Habang nag-uusap pa sila.
Yes, definitely my raffle.
Si Coach Erwin, no, nandun, no? Hi, Coach Erwin.
Hello, Coach.
Ang mga sisters natin, Becca and Shara. Love it.
All right. So, I think the Philippines is a relatively inclusive country. No? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of misogyny and there's a lot of biases and stereotyping, but I think we're relatively open and
progress
and,
talaga.
May progress. What's the whole point of the Pride Month and ano in general?
I think since back then with the history na siyempre, it's a protest from New York, di ba, sa Stonewall.
Sa Stonewall.
Tapos tuloy-tuloy na siyang kumalat all over the world na every country, every place, may minority talaga ng LGBT community. So with this kind of initiatives, regardless kung may parade, may party, or pride ride, it shows na we're still fighting for our rights. Not to be parang put on the pedestal, but just having that equality, inclusivity. Kaya nilalaban pa rin yung SOGI until now. It's been 23 years, di ba? So, yun.
So, what are the things that are important for you?
I think I can add on to what Paolo said, no? Even if...
Okay, like, how can we improve? I guess right. as exactly. Friends and supporters, right? How can we help you? How can we improve? How can we make it a safer space? How can we be more inclusive as riders? What can... Even little things.
That's a very good question. Actually, isa to sa mga topic na ni-request namin dun sa speaker. How to become a good ally? And why is it good to be an ally? So, actually, right now, katulad ng sabi mo, meron ng awareness kahit paano. May inclusivity. Kahit hindi pa acceptance. Pero nakikita nila... nasa LGBT ka, parang they talk to you, hindi naman lumalayo yung mga tao, di ba? Pero meron pa rin mga instances, even sa rides. Actually, I sometimes find myself in a group of people na riders din, na biglang tatanungin, so ano nga ba yung ibig sabihin ng LGBT? So marami pa rin hindi alam. I mean, not everybody is educated. And how to treat you? Paano ka pakikitunguhan? Diba? So, paano ka i-address? He, she, parang minsan, ganun, parang kunyari.
The pronouns.
Yung pronouns. Right?
Yeah.
So, yun yung typical. Or minsan, may mga kaibigan ka na accepted ka niya. Pero, minsan na-out ka kahit di ka pa ready. So, yung mga ganun, hindi masyado pang sensitive. Kaya meron, typically meron tinatawag na gender or identity sensitivity.
Sexual orientation.
Something
gender,
like that.
E stands for, wait lang.
Expression.
Under, yes.
It says under SOGI, expression. Yeah.
Yes. Go, Cal. What say you?
Okay, wait, sorry.
Oh, sige,
being a cisgendered heterosexual rider, do I have to know what all these things mean? Like, do I need to know what?
You know,
I mean, I know the L, I know the G, I know the B, I know the T. I don't know what the plus means. Like, I don't know what, I mean, it's so much that we... Can't I just like love all? Like, parang hindi mo pwede.
That's kind of the idea. That's actually kind of the idea. Actually, meron mga questioning. Madaling mga allies. Actually, may plus-plus pa na nga ngayon. Ang dami ng letters. Pahaba na ng pahaba. But pretty much it's about being inclusive. You know, the equality, inclusivity. Accepting the person for who... The way you're born this way, yun nga yung sinasabi nila. So I guess it's that acceptance. It's different from being tolerant as well.
Or at least respect. Respect. Na-notice ko din kasi last year, di ba, sobrang fun nung activity. May mga nag-cover sa atin na friends natin from the media. Nakita ko pa din, ang dami pa rin na mga comments na sobrang... Pag nag-focus ka doon, ma-offend ka. Na parang, you tried to do this for the community para matulungan yung community ng LGBTQIA+. Pero
IA.
Yung...
QIA+.
Pero marami pa rin nag-comment na, I mean, coming from the religious na bakit kayo ganyan, masama yung ginawa nyo.
Pag, ah, invalid yun.
Di ba? Parang sa Pilipinas na iniisip natin ngayon na very accepting or inclusive.
2023 na eh.
Parang nagulat ako na marami pa rin ganun. Na parang feeling ko kung nabasa ng nanay ko to, naku, lagot na naman ako.
Sa Renaissance era pa rin.
Actually, I remember the when we had the Beckys of Shara on.
Nanonood sila ngayon.
And there were two stories that were so different. Right? One was like basically cut off all ties with their family.
Wow.
And the other story was like the family, and I get goosebumps thinking about that episode because I thought it was really, eye-opening for me. The other, I forgot their names though. The other, grabe yung support naman ng family. Diba? Like really, and they're both great inspirational stories about overcoming and in love. I guess for me, it's all about and why you have to do this, why you need to do this, is all of those letters. A lot of people, it's for the people who haven't found their tribe. It's for the people who don't know how to connect. And you guys are saying, we're here and we accept everyone. Join us. You're part of this group of alphabet.
Right. Actually, kinukwento ko nga kay Bex at saka kay Cal, magugulat ka kasi may nagme-message sa Pride Ride Manila na page. Nagtatanong, tatay siya, daddy siya, pwede ba akong magdala ng anak ko, 11 years old? Kasi feeling ko, ito yung event na tamang pagdalan ko sa kanya. Kasi I think she's navigating sa sexuality niya eh. So parang sabi naman, of course, wholesome naman tayo, di ba Vex?
Yes.
So oo naman, pwedeng-pwede.
Yes, I agree.
Cal.
There's only one reason that MotoBex invested decades of his life in yoga. And I know what that reason is. It's the dream.
Pero nakaka-touch yun. Kidding aside, nakaka-touch yun na they see this event as a good venue para madala yung mga
and,
anak nila.
I'd like to add that kid was very fortunate to have a very nice support system. And that's actually one of the things that's very essential these days. Magulo na masyadong mundo, we need to love and support each other more.
True.
True,
sorry.
Kaya this coming weekend, ang daming parang mga finale Pride events. Meron sa QC, meron sa Makati, meron sa mga bars, all over the world, actually.
Wait, so, okay. I went to the Pride event doon sa inyo, but I've seen other Pride events. Yours was very tame.
Oo naman.
Like,
it's more celebratory.
Is it because, you know, for safety, you gotta wear all your gear? Because I've seen, like, some extreme Pride events. will we expect something a bit more extravagant this time around?
Siyempre, safety first pa rin. So, safety always, first, always. You have to protect your head. Diba? So, safety first pa rin. Tsaka may mga protocols na kailangan sundin. Since we're gonna start sa SMOA Globe with a legit permit, hindi lang basta pupunta doon. So, and then papunta sa BGC, which also proper protocol din to talk with the people in the management area of the Fort and APMC. So we're grateful na may mga blessings na nangyayari despite sa nangyayari sa Moto Street.
Diba? Yes. Medyo challenging yon. Naging challenging sa amin kumuha ng permiso para mag-event sa BGC because group of motorcycles na naman. Pero sabi nga boys namin, pero yun nga eh, parang yung mali ng isa, mali ng lahat eh, no?
True. So, ginawa ng
sabi natin,
tingnan mo yung nangyari.
Damay pa! Damay pa!
kaya nga, Pride Ride Manila, ang gusto namin is, ang ina-aim namin talaga is ma-redeem yung ano, yung trust ulit ng officials ng BGC, ng residents. Si Cal, residente yan ng BGC. So, kaya gets na gets niya kung bakit kailangan disiplinado tayong mag-ride papunta doon.
everyone, Stancy here.
This is Ro.
My name is Chino.
And this is Camus.
If you're into anything and everything wrestling related, listen to our podcast, The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast, available on Spotify and all major podcast platforms. Make sure to follow us on social media at Wrestling2XPod as well.
Peace.
Oh, Bak, baka may tanong ka.
Ako, wala naman akong tanong.
Ba't ka nandito?
Para sa Army Navy.
Makikikain lang ako sa Army Navy. Navy.
Para sa Army Navy.
Army Navy is the best policy. Asan na ba yun?
Oo,
gutom na ako. 48 hours na hindi kumakain.
Jasper, Ivan, pwede ba kumain dito? Oh, game.
Super
okay.
Ano ba yan? Fasting ba yan? Ngayon ko lang mag-break them
ano
fast.
Ano ba order
nyo? Oh, OMAD. Oh, breakfast kanina, burrito. Ano? Ito yung favorite ko.
Same. OMAD din ako.
Thank you. Si Thank Cal, you, Army Navy.
Nagdadam mo ka rin?
Breakfast burrito. OMAD. Kalo lang, di natin napadala.
Breakfast.
Bale, next time, tignan mo may magpapadala nito.
Next time sa Army Navy na tayo magpa-podcast.
Alright. Let's go to the details. When is it? How can people participate? Who do we have to thank for it?
All right. Okay, sakto. Nakabukas yung mga ano listahan yun. Ng sponsors.
Ang dami.
Ay, nako. Kasi sobrang hashtag blessed.
Okay. Char, la-flinash natin.
Okay, so magsa-start yung event sa SM MOA Globe. Magsa-start kami ng 6:30. Assembly time ay 6:30. Tapos, from there, we will take EDSA going to Empty Stomach BGC. So, nandun, mag-iintay ang ating on-ground organizers para maging maayos yung pag-park natin. And then, of course, yung registration. Actually, nag-request kami ng pre-registration online. So, makikita nyo yan sa page ng Pride Ride Manila. Merong link sa page ng Pride Ride Manila. And meron ding QR code sa IG ng Pride Ride Manila. And then for the sponsors, gusto natin pasalamatan, of course, last year, BMW, thank you for always being supportive, for being our major sponsor. Last year and this year, they will be supporting us. Syempre, ang Dalitas Manila is also a major sponsor. Thank you, Dalitas Manila.
Yon.
Vespa Lady Riders, of course, is also a sponsor. We would also want to thank Triumph, Vespa, Motostrada, Motorismo, Peligro Lifestyle and Company, Shento Moto, Jabber, Motoserye Manila, Recta Supply, Minokawa, Kapatid, anonymous yan. LABL, Moto Market.
Oi, LABL.
Yes.
They were, I guess, 2 weeks ago? No, last week. Last week, because they did that awesome event
Whiskey Park. Retro Ride.
Nakakaya, dude. Akala ko nasa Manila na ako noon.
No.
So, I just arrived that evening, so hindi ako nakapunta.
Saya na na. Yung Whiskey Park, magandang tambayan.
Malaki yung lugar.
Huwag niyong sabihin, baka puntahan ng mga...
mga bomba boys.
Wait lang, may nanonood sa atin. Alam nyo, konti lang nanonood sa amin, pero tingnan mo.
Oh, mga bigatin.
Mga bigatin, oh.
Buhay Rider PH, what's up?
Siyempre John D. Laxon.
Oh, Boss John D., Boss magandang John gabi. D. Nasaan ka ba ngayon?
Pride Ride tayo sa Davao. Dapat ano, may...
invite naman. Char.
Mindanao oh, Pride Ride.
Why not?
Oh.
Keanu Reeves, nanonood.
Uy! Keanu.
Si Keanu Reeves.
Ganda ng mga motor mo.
Si Salma Hayek. Hi, Salma Hayek.
Si Coach Clyde. Ganda rin. And of course, Becky's ng Sierra. Si Von Jojo.
Uy, di pa yata tapos yung mga sponsor.
Oh, sorry. Importante
yung sponsor.
Marami yan. Kain muna tayo habang nire-resent yung sponsors.
Hindi pa namin sponsor to. Breakfast pero Army Navy. Ang sarap. Favorite namin to.
Thank you, Army Navy. Okay,
so Eric Puno, magandang gabi.
LABL, yes.
Moto Market. Salamat. Impressions. Dance. V-Moto. Imprint Custom. Full Print Manila. Hank, Yoga Shala Manila,
Don Weller,
Adorno Clothing, Hatch and Homan, Ride Manila. Maraming salamat.
Yun.
Diba?
Ang daming sponsor.
The support is overwhelming.
Para kayong Makia Gano na.
Diba?
Mas maraming sponsor ang tunay na rider.
Mas maraming thank sponsor kesa sa nanonood.
May dumadagdag pa palang sponsor. Scoot Monkey at saka yes. Scoot Daily yun. Manila. Salamat.
Dami pa.
Eh yung ano nyo, yung media partners nyo.
Ayan, of course.
Rev Mama, shout out daw, ayan. Siyempre maraming mga moto vloggers na pupunta. Sila Inday Rider, Zara Moto, ayan sila Rev Mama, pupunta. Maraming Vespa Kikay sa pupunta, nag-support. Ibang group from Vesputi, ibang grupo from Big Bikes din. Meron the Long Riders, the next generation, sila siya. Pupunta din, sila, yung mga Bagets, pupunta to support.
May Kimco Riders din.
Kimco Riders.
And Max, yeah.
Galing.
Madami siya.
So how many people are you expecting?
Close to 100.
Wow.
Or more than 100.
Or more.
Actually. More than 100 na.
More than 100 na.
Mga last minute yung mga yung mga nagre-register minsan eh.
Especially tomorrow kasi Friday. So may mga last decisions.
Hindi pa tayo nag-register. Na-share na ba natin yung link?
Share natin mamaya.
Oh, share natin mamaya. And then register din tayo.
Para mas dumami, abot ng mga 2 million yan.
Wow. For the media partners, we would like to thank CNN Philippines. Para sobrang kaming grateful na na-feature ang Pride Ride Manila doon with Paola Brera sa The New Day. And then, this coming Saturday, nasa Radyo Pilipinas kami sa PIA. And then, mga ibang moto vloggers. And may mga ano din, may isang nagkwento sa akin na nag-out siya. Partly because through me and sa ginagawa ng Pride Ride Manila. So, motovlogger siya pero hindi siya nag-out. Parang, ano siya. Pero yung mas na-discover niya yung sarili niya, nag-open up na siya. But it starts with the family muna and then friends, tapos later na yun sa socials niya.
Yan
and,
yata yung pupunta ng Thailand bukas eh.
I heard. Parang start with the letter M.
Hindi, wait lang. I can actually relate. Kasi yung kapatid ko nandito ngayon, he's working sa Ireland. Tapos umuwi siya for this month. So, he's part of you guys.
Ah, talaga?
Oh. And so before, cute. Ang hirap, honestly. Kasi syempre kami coming from a very straight family and then... Mm-hmm. Magdalawa lang kami magkapatid and then parang slow yung development and parang nahirapan siyang kumilos that time sa amin.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's proven himself that he can carry himself na ayun ano na siya, he's magiging citizen na siya.
Wow.
sa Ireland. Tas he's here right now, maglilibre siya pag-uwi ko.
Ride tayo sa Ireland.
Oh, pumunta kami.
Nag-ride ba siya?
Di pa.
Alam mo, mas tanggap ko na LGBTQ+ siya, pero hindi ko tanggap na hindi siya rider.
Hindi nag-ride dola. Eh.
Dapat magra-ride yan.
Magra-ride yan.
Kaya nga dapat baguhin na yung mga alphabet na yan. Dapat LGBTQIA+
rider.
R.
Plus R.
Rider.
Plus TNR.
TNR.
Maganda yan.
Ibang klase talaga yung TNR.
Wait, actually, meron pa palang i-add. Go ahead. Meron palang international media outfit na magko-cover sa Pride Ride Manila.
Wow.
Ang pangalan nila, the LGBTQ+ History Series. Canadian-based, pero the show has aired already in the US on Peacock, NBC Streaming Network, Canada, New Zealand, the UK. Medyo marami. Medyo marami na rin silang TV awards. So we will be very privileged to have them and cover us also.
And might si Mayora.
Sana dumating diba? Siya. Oo. Sana dumating si Mayor ng Taguig. So...
Hi. But I took a selfie in the middle of the show.
Hi, Zara Moto. Magandang gabi.
Alright. So the link... The register is on, where can people find the link? We'll post it later, but right now, if people wanted to register, where do they find the link?
They can check it out sa Facebook page ng Pride Ride Manila, Pride Ride MNL, and Instagram nandun. Just scan the QR code to register.
Okay, high tech ah.
Siyempre, kaya upgraded eh. Parang big bike, we upgrade.
Okay, diba? Okay.
So patasang-patasang standards natin. Hindi pa rin mababa ng standards.
Wait, di ba sila tinanong paano sila nag-start pag-ride?
Sino?
Sila.
Ay, si Che.
Oh, si Che.
Di si pa Che, na- hindi pa. Oh, kasi, tapos na natin yung ano.
Ah, sige.
We've got a bit more time. All right. So they register Pride Ride Manila Facebook. They'll find the link there.
Mm.
Last
day tomorrow for registration.
Last day for registration. Register na kayo. We will be there. And then after that, what's the next step?
Next year. Hindi, joke
lang. Ano charot lang. Register na. Okay.
Kailangan pala natin i-mention. So, although merong registration fee ng 500 pesos, that 500 pesos pala na registration fee is actually consumable sa restaurant. So, what you're paying for is also what you're getting. So, may pwede kayong kumain ng marami, umorder ng maraming drinks. Yeah. So, for us, kailangan namin yan para lang din malaman ganong karami yung papasok sa venue. And of course, merong mga raffle items. So gusto natin lahat sana mabigyan. Yun.
Pupunta si Gino, mahilig sa raffle yun eh.
Oh nga. Hey Gino, what's up? No.
I've seen your video, Gino. Ah. May exposure ka ng ano doon. Sa balabak.
Exposure?
Wait, yung ano?
May chest exposure.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Tapos in slow motion. Tapos iba yung angulo.
Dude, akala ko Viva Max nga, no? Nakita ko yung video ni Gino.
Sabi ko,
eh.
Ano to? OnlyFans na ba to? Akala ko may teaser ng OnlyFans si Gino.
Actually, screenshot ko yun. Chinare ko kay Gino.
Ay, ang kinis.
Okay lang. Sexy naman siya eh.
I know.
Hairless.
Hairless.
Mm-hmm.
Compact pa.
Okay, so you mentioned a lot of groups. All bikes welcome.
Yes. All types, all brands welcome.
Big, small.
Mm-hmm.
Small.
Just like, you know, it's really the rider time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not the size of the bike, right?
Yeah.
It's the performance of the bike.
It's the performance of the rider.
Correct. How disciplined, how orderly, maayos. Yeah. Paano gamitin ng tama.
How do they derive pleasure from that motorcycle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sa vibration pa lang, love na nila eh.
It's all about having fun.
It's all about having
true.
Fun. Hey, Cal.
Hi, Coach Clyde. Ayun.
Fun
Hi.
And safe.
Hello, Coach Clyde.
Ay, si Cal naman, baka may something to add on ka.
Well, yung DJ, si Natasha Taylor, she's one of the... Can you guys hear me? Yeah?
Yes. Loud and
awesome.
Clear.
So the DJ for Sunday is Natasha Taylor. She's been playing my top 40s, EDM, a little bit of hip-hop along the way. So I think she'll be able to entertain the people who will be in the event for Sunday.
Tara, mag-grave tayo ron.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Erica. Fernandez.
Nag-hunting yes, at saka nakakatay ng may... deal.
Busy Mina.
Busy sa Mina.
Si Mina, si Kaso lang siya. Unfortunately, I don't think she'll be able to go for that day kasi she's engaged for that day.
Grabe, busy.
Mm-hmm.
Tsaka ang daming ganap this weekend. Ah. So grateful pa rin na ang dami nag-sign up for this event. Ayun. Kamusta ang Army Navy nyo? Parang sarap.
Ang sarap!
Is it juicy?
Oh,
is it
nasa heaven kami. Iba talaga Army
mouth
Navy.
Mouth watering.
Ito na kami.
Melts in your mouth. Huwag lang ma-choke.
Sanay kami dyan.
Ay, expert. Yan tayo pag sibak.
Basta, subo mo lang. Lunukin mo na.
At walang sabit.
Diba tatawa si ano? Ba't ka natatawa?
Ano gusto mo, sample?
Oh, next topic.
Ay, abang kumakain pala kayo. Gusto pala natin pasalamatan yung ano, yung mga friends natin sa barangay ng Taguig at saka sa Office of the Mayor, Public Information Office, si Kagawa Jinky, si yung secretariat ng barangay, si Sector, si Cap George of Barangay the Fourth. Thank you. Tapos yung mga taga BGC Estate, maraming salamat sa inyo for approving our event. Thank you.
Si Cal ba ang presidente ng homeowner sa BGC?
parang kaya ano eh.
Oh.
Kaya pala ano ka sa BGC to eh.
Face value
and,
lang.
Ayun. But I'd like to thank those ahead of time, yung mga pupunta from Dilites, Manila, the support ng Dilites, Manila. Thank you. really appreciate it. Siya yung DJ ni si Natasha Taylor agreed to do this early in the morning. Hindi madali mag-DJ na umaga. Alam ko yan. Sobrang,
balik
sobrang off sa time. But thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Pwede ba mag-shameless plug dito?
Go ahead.
Go for it.
Dahil Pride event, magkakaroon din ng event sa 30th over at Pop Up Katipunan.
Ow!
Yes.
Sa Club Makina area.
Yes, Katipunan Club Makina area. Eh. Free admission, wear white. Surprise na lang sino yung DJs.
Oh. White party.
And then drag queen will be
kailan
there.
Kailan
to, Kat? So. Ano, no?
Kailan?
Sunday.
Sa gabi daw, sa gabi.
June 30.
Friday. June 30.
Home by 4 p.m. pa rin.
Kailan?
4 a.m. yan.
Dito ba
4 a.m. yan.
Sorry.
Home by 4 a.m.
Before sunrise.
Kung may mga pangmatanda, iyayain mo kami.
Baka sa Thailand may pride events din, no?
Meron. Every weekend, actually.
For sure, meron.
Araw-araw.
Gusto mo mag-bath house?
De. Manonood lang ako.
Oh.
May ping pong competition yata to sa Thailand si Maki.
Tsaka parang bukas ng Coke.
Pang Guinness World Records.
Tsaka alam mo ba, ano, iba nakatuwa lang kasi diba every year may mga brands na susupport tapos nadadagdagan. And pag nalaman nila yung story behind our intention, nagkakaroon sila din ng, na-educate sila awareness and at the same time para yung captured market din na more than the rider but also who really wants to express who they are. Tapos magkikwento rin sila, may kilala ko na may ganito, yung mismo yung kapatid ko din, may ganun klaseng kwento. So nakaka-relatable.
Yeah.
Relatable. Yun yung nakakatawa. That's why sobrang kaming thankful sa lahat ng brands na nag-support.
May tanong ako.
Go.
Sa ganyang event, may mga bigla bang nag-out? Yung yun doon sila nagkakaroon ng ano, lakas ng
empowered
loob.
Empowered sila, yes.
Meron. Mas nararamdaman kasi nila yung safe, yung support, at saka yung support.
Na. Yes.
Back, pagkakataon mo na.
Own time, mostly.
Ay, sus, matagal na ako nag-out, pare.
Okay. I just gotta say.
Teka lang, isa-shoutout ko, Jack Bautista, last year nag-out.
Sino?
Si Jack Bautista.
Oh, yes. Si Jack.
Yes.
Hey, Jack.
Shout out, Jack.
Idol ka yan.
Alam mo, Maki, ang tunay na lalaki, lalaki rin ang gusto.
Ano lasa?
Lasa ng lalaki.
Maalat, pawis, char.
De, si Jack, recently ko lang na-meet. Sobrang talinong tao.
Mm-hmm.
Tsaka... Ayun, no? Ay ba si Jack eh? Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Jack, punta ka dito. Lapit lang. Lapit lang bahay mo dito.
Sorry naman.
De, si Jack, sobrang talino. First time ko na meet sa event ni Gio. And, ayun. She freely express what she wants to say.
Nabusog ng RBNAB. Hindi na makapagtunan.
Sarap eh. Process.
Hindi, masarap. Sarap din.
Na pwede natin balikan yung kinuwento mo about your brother na hindi siya makakilos ng maayos sa start. I think karamihan naman sa amin. Ganon. Tapos kailangan mo i-surpass yung expectations ng mga magulang mo lagi.
Mm,
na parang dahil... Kasi minsan, di ba, yung sayang ka. Napag-usapan yan lagi. Sayang
always,
ka, ganyan.
Always.
Pero parang as part of the community, parang lagi mo rin gustong patunayan na teka, tao din ako. Tapos kaya ko rin may ma-achieve and kaya kong maging independent. Di ba?
Kasi, question ako. Di ba too much pressure yun for those people na they always have to prove something just because this is me. Diba? Is it harder to, alam mo yun? Tama ba?
Oh man, yes.
Kasi, yes. Diba, I mean,
very much so.
Maki, swallow muna ha. Hindi mo yung mga comment.
Swallow daw.
Hindi kita maintindihan.
Hindi, sarap kasi Army Navy.
Alam mo, Maki, diamond will only shine because of pressure.
Ayun! Ganda. Mismo.
Nakaka-pressure 'yon, totoo 'yan. Marami sa amin na ganun yung nangyayari. Na parang kailangan mo lagi patunayan yung sarili mo. 'Di ba? Sa hindi lang sa pamilya mo, sa ibang tao kasi sa workplace, actually sa work yung sinasabi ni Pa, yung tinatanong niyo about SOGBL. Kaya marami pa ring nagpo-protest talaga kasi yung protection. Kasi minsan may nawawalan ng trabaho dahil LGBT ka. Or hindi ka makapasok sa eskwelahan kasi bawal sa eskwelahan yung ganyan. Eh, gusto mong mag-uniform kunyari ng panglalaki or yung gusto mong mag-uniform ng pangbabae, bawal yan karamihan. Hindi pa tayo, yung pagdating doon, hindi pa talaga open yung Pilipinas dyan.
Well, why?
I'll say in my company, we actually took our time to find HMO for our employees. And why did it take time? Because of the definition of what a partner is.
Ah, may sagot ako dyan.
And what a dependent is, no?
May sagot ako dyan. Yung Sun Life nagpo-provide na dyan. They're the first ones to provide that service.
So, well, so HMO, we took our time because that's very important to us. That everybody that's in our company is feels that they get the same kind of benefits that everybody else has.
That's nice. But yun yung ano eh, yun yung kadalasan na problem. Kaya parang minsan sa office, hindi ka rin nag-out, di ba? Kasi what for? Pero yung ngayon, I think mas maraming lumalakas yung loob kasi gusto rin nilang protektahan yung partner nila.
What about sa...
I think the more accurate term would be like the level of acceptance is much better. Like the... I mean, the tolerance is much more better compared to probably like decades ago where actually... slowly, you know, kaizen, getting better every day, slowly getting better every day. But even though na ganun nga, meron pa rin tayong some form of systemic na discrimination, meron pa rin. Di naman mawawala yun, kahit saan man. Diba? And actually, in fact, medyo weird nga yung nangyayari ngayon sa US. I don't know if you guys are aware.
Red alert yung human rights.
Talaga?
Yes. Wow. In the current situation in the US is a little bit different. I'm not sure if the term would be criminalizing, but it seems like they're now parang it's being practiced or nangyayari yung discrimination ngayon doon. Like I think in some states I'm not sure if the term is illegal or criminalized, so don't quote me on that. There's some sort of discrimination in some states when it comes to like transgender people.
Yeah, but can you imagine not being LGBTQ+ and Asian in the US? That sucks.
Oh, double, my God.
Southeast Asian.
The Asian. Yes. Yes. I was in New York. Nare, yung ginikwento ng mga ibang Pinoy sa amin. Huwag ka mag-subway. Last week, may tinulak na nurse na Pinay. Yung mga ganun. Medyo nakakatakot. Yes. Buti na sa Pinas tayo.
Habi nga ng mga bata rin, mambaril eh.
It's true.
Malabo talaga US.
Anyway, all right. We digressed. Let's bring it back.
Sorry about that.
No. It definitely is something that people should be aware about, that we're moving forward, but
that's true.
Not everybody else is, right? And there's a lot of... I think Filipinos in general are very accepting, but they just need to learn how. Because, like Mackie, I mean... You guys love your brother. Your parents love their son, right? But they grew up with different norms, and they just needed to learn how. You know what I mean?
Parang kung, like understand it.
Oh. And this is what part of what we're doing here, no? So speaking of how, what are the things that again, going back, that you guys have experienced that you wish you could have said something to change somebody's perspective, or maybe somebody did something on in the motorcycle context or outside of? And I'll throw it to the three of you. Bex?
For me, more than this kind of event, kailangan you're active, na you're really engaging people, na you're showing who you are authentically, and in the same time, your intention na why you move this way, bat ganyan ka, para mas maintindihan ka nila.
Pero may na-experience ka, like I wish I had said something, or I parang hindi tama to, pero... You know what I mean? Or did you do something to tell someone, hey, dude?
Usually, iba. yung bagong salta ako as Motobex, sasabihin nila, oh, kaya ka close sa mga girls kasi parang yan yung diskarte mo para maging close ka. Kasi parang sabi nila, you don't look like a gay guy. Parang sa kanila, parang ang perception nila, pag sabi bakla, mukhang babae, masyadong FM.
The flamboyant kind.
So you have to educate them na hindi naman, we are in the present time na ang daming...
That term, bakla.
Diba?
Can I say, hoy, bakla? Can I say that?
Yeah.
I can?
Depends. Everyone would feel comfortable.
Depends sa intention.
Hmm. Like, I see you all the time. And like, hey, Bex, like, can I say, hey, bakla, what's up?
If we are close.
Hindi pala.
Diba? Pero pag para first time, sigaw, bakla! But depending sa context
pa. Makakasalubong kasi Bex sa lagahan.
Kung basta nasa tone para sa akin, based on my experience, sa tone of voice. Kasi pagkasama mga Becky's, talaga ang ingay namin. Like,
yeah. Because I hear that all the time.
Uh-oh.
With yung mga friends ko who are and then they're always saying bakla, ganun.
Yeah.
But like, Is it a line, or it really again goes back to it's the intent of how you use the word, right? Mm. I guess that's what you're saying.
Yes.
How about you, Che? Are there things that you wish you could get like educate people on?
Actually, when it comes to experience, meron yung kaninang munti ko nang makwento, pero kukwento ko.
Oh, go for it. yun.
Kukwento ko rin pala talaga.
Then, so,
meron, labas na yung gin.
Oh, and then. Merong talagang pagkakataon na nag-ride ako with, of course, usually with lady riders naman, diba? And being in this one group, hindi naman right away parang magigets mo, apart to ng LGBT because I'm not that boyish or maybe a little bit. But meron on the side, I wasn't part of the conversation, but I overheard one person saying, oh, kala nga ng kapitbahay namin, tomboy ako eh, kasi nagmo-motor ako, tapos maikli yung buhok ko, gusto ko lang maikli yung buhok ko kasi nage-helmet, pero nakuha, yuck. So parang na-overheard ko siya.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Sino yan?
So that happened.
Mamaya may moto chismis.
Aris, may re-report akong bago.
Yeah, so meron ganun. It still happens. Good thing there's one good friend who knew that I was one of the founders of Pride Ride Manila. And then nag-cut in siya. Sabi niya, "Uy nga pala."
And that's an ally.
Yes, that's an ally. Sabi niya, "Uy nga pala, si Che pala is actually the co-founder of Pride Ride Manila. Meron silang gagawin para sa community ng LGBT. Che, kwento mo nga. Ano nga, dun yung actually kinukwento. Ano nga ba ulit yung, i-educate mo nga kami dito."
Yun. Ganun.
So, maganda nice. Yung naging intention ng friend ko na yun. Yeah. So, maganda naman yung naging story. Pero at that point, parang hindi ko, kasi hindi naman ako part ng conversation. Pero, of course, pag narinig mo yun, parang grabe naman, nakakalungkot na pag hindi nila alam na meron nakasama na part ng LGBTQIA+ community, na parang makakapagsalita ka lang ng ganon na yuck. Pero parang bakit yuck?
And then again, this person is coming from a place where they don't know.
Right?
They don't have...
Yes.
Friends, maybe they don't have exposure, or even if they did, it was a different era. They're not bad people, but ang laking bagay.
I just don't understand.
Of you're having a friend to step up and explain and give you ano, mahirap, it's harder if kung ikaw lang, no? Like you would feel horrible.
Yes.
That would that story would end completely differently.
Yes. Meron pa talaga actually isa, lalo na sa group riders or sa group. So being the founder naman of Vespa Lady Riders. So syempre sa isang grupo, kahit naman sa mga lalaki, hindi mo naman alam kung sino yung part ng LGBT, right? So sa grupo ng mga babae, ganun lagi parang oy, meron diyan mga ano, mga mukhang lalaki or LGBT ganyan. Yung minsan ang mahirap doon, parang pag ayan VLR karamihan diyan. LGBT, ganun. Parang nile-label nila ganun. Or sometimes kahit mismong nagiging part ng group mo, ina-out ka naman. Yun yung mahirap. Tapos, kunyari, meron kang member na hindi naman talaga out. Pero dahil nakakasama sa grupo na meron mga LGBT, pero siya hindi out, minsan na-out. So, sana lang maging sensitive din yung mga kasama natin mag-ride na hindi ganun kadali yun para sa amin lahat. Meron out, meron hindi. Sana yung space irespeto muna kasi
and there are
may panahon yun
out,
eh. Yes.
Right? I mean, yes. You could be out with your with Motobex and you know, but you're not ready to be completely everybody knows.
Yes.
I have good friends na ganun. They never felt the need to just tell them, "Oh, by the way, I'm gay, huh?" You know, but with their friends, okay lang, but they don't broadcast it.
Yes, yun yung mahirap parang sa LGBTQ. Parang ano, parang laging kailangan mong mag-come out pag may nakikilala kang bago. Pero I think effective yun. Kasi dati hindi naman ako ganun eh. Pero at least ngayon, lalo na nung pumasok sa riding community, parang it's easier na sabihin mo na agad, ay, I'm like this. Parang hindi na magtatanong or wala nang chismis behind your back. So, di ba? Parang, ah, okay. Ganun na lang. So, sometimes it's easier, but ganun, kailangan mo lagi on a daily basis. Yun yung mahirap. Unlike pag straight ka, hindi mo naman sabi, uy, straight ako. Hindi, walang ganun. Or hindi ka magsasabi sa magulang mo na, mom, dad,
I'm straight.
Diba?
Mom, dad, I'm sorry, but I like girls. It's tough. Because they don't like me. All right, Cal.
Yes, sir. Can you repeat the question, please?
Have you ever experienced like so basically it's kind what we're doing is kind of like what Che's friend did for her, right? Talking about this times that you felt uncomfortable, discriminated against, and kind of educating people as to why. Because like again, like with the term bakla, I didn't know that, you know, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or right with Che's story, how to be an ally, right? If this something happens, I know that I can step up and elevate her to that platform to share.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in terms of discrimination, I have so many stories now that you asked me, like everything just like came flooding back, but it's not in a bad way. I've had some like close to me, like my family would like, oh, maybe you just, I guess we've all heard this, like, you haven't found the right person. It's just the face. I guess that's one of the more popular ones, right? And until one time, my dad told me, like, you know, it doesn't matter who you love. It's your choice. It's always the best to love someone that you truly love rather than you're abiding by what society would dictate. Love truly. Diba? And then, of course, I also had some incidents in my industry I will not name the person, of course, but he's like, I'll show you, you know, and magugustuhan mo lalaki. I was like, no, it doesn't work that way. But it's come to that point. and it's very uncomfortable.
Let's talk about good stuff naman. Well,
good
what,
stuff.
What about...
For the good stuff, I think this is great. I think the extent that I've come to was I'm actually proud that I am supporting people in terms of like some of them would come up to me and like, Cal, how do I come up to my parents? Ganyan. Or I want to come out, but I don't know how to because I'm scared. And I'm like, you know, everything in its own time. So I'm usually one of those people na, who offers support and allows them to be to talk to me in a as if it was a safe space.
Hey there, Alex Calier here. Bakit ako nandito? Kasi gusto kong ipaalam sa'yo na may podcast din ako. It's called Punchline with Alex Calieja. I talk about everything. Serious, happy, sad, pero sa dulo, may punchline or may comedy. Again, it's Punchline with Alex Calieja. Available on Spotify o kung saan ka man kumukuha o naikinig ng podcast. Namumukhaan kita, ilista ko pangalan mo, kaya see you there.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanna know yung the good stuff of doing
what kind of good?
A lot of good stuff. I mean, when you support each other, meron bang good side of, you know, knowing your current situation, how you share?
Based on my personal experience or experiences kasi madami na talaga na if someone's really asked for your help or parang open up, it empowers them kasi your story will parang be an example na ay mas mahirap pala pinagdaanan mo kasi nakocompare minsan eh.
Tama,
yun, so na-empower sila na parang okay, it's okay pala. Pero at the end of the day, siya kailangan mag-take ng action para to face his struggles, challenges. But we are here to support you. There's a sense of belongingness. That's why there's a support group. So at the end of the day, ikaw pa rin talaga lalakad niyan. Nandito lang kami sa likod mo. Yun.
Tama. Yun yung pinakamagandang part. Na pag nakita mo yung tribe mo, nararamdaman mo yung support.
No judgment. You can be open. You're comfortable to share whatever it may be without any judgment. And that's
and
malaking bagay yun.
Pag wala ka kasi minsan pag nasa, pag hindi safe space, meron kang fear lagi of being judged, diba? Pero when you're in a safe space, nandun yung lumalabas yung brilliance, yung galing mo, hindi ka natatakot. So, parang kunyari, sa office, kung yung office mo is inclusive, and hindi ka gina-judge because of your gender, parang you can freely think. Mas yung ideas mo mas nagfo-flow ng maayos kasi walang nagbablock na fear. I think yun yung good part kung inclusive yung lugar. Sa pamilya, ganun din, I guess.
Then I guess we're here on the last medyo overtime na tayo. But I guess that's what you guys are doing. It really isn't about having a party and a morning DJ and giving out prizes. It's and it isn't really about writing, no? It's about showing people that they have a place to feel safe no matter who they are, no matter what their orientation is, no matter what letter of the alphabet they are.
But to add on end, dumadami na talaga rin na member ng community ang nagra-ride. Kasi parang one time, may nag-add sa Telegram, Calabar Zone, like almost 100 discreet gay guys na nag-aangkas, nagaganito. So parang yung connection, sabi ko, wow, ang dami.
Anong app nag-add sa'yo?
Telegram.
Delikado yung Telegram.
Oh my god. Tapos mamaya bigla mo pa private message. Meron akong channel.
Gcash number ko.
Nakakatakot. Side hustle nila. Side hustle.
Whether you're gay or you're straight.
Nakakatakot talaga.
That's true.
No, okay, sorry. No, that was a horrible way to end such a powerful show. Yeah, I guess. Is there anything else you guys, gals, LGBT, whatever pronoun you choose.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you guys
for me to I'm thankful na nagsaserve yung purpose ko as Motobex, kami as Pride Ride Manila, na now open up yung mga eyes and mind ng ibang riders na we exist. And yung makasama rin nila, kung saan man silang part ng Pilipinas, na nandito talaga. Na kailangan respetuhin, kailangan magkaroon ng edukasyon para mas maintindihan kung bakit. Para, pero pa rin, ang parang common denominator, kaya nag-i-enjoy pa rin, despite of the sexual differences, parehas nagra-ride.
Yeah, that's our tribe. Yeah. Diba?
Kaya nga dapat talaga LGBTQIA plus R.
R.
T and R.
Ako naman siguro gusto ko talagang mag-thank you sa, of course, sa Vespa Lady Riders because I started from there. And then, syempre, Dalitas Manila. I always ride with Dalitas Manila as well. The Rebels, there will be, you know, riders coming from the Rebels. Vespa Kikais, there will be riders, a lot of riders from Vespa Kikais as well. So, and of course, maraming individuals na nag-join. Syempre, Beckys ng Shera, maraming salamat. So, sa mga individuals, yay! Sa mga individuals na nag-register, just look for me and Paolo. We will be on the ground sa SM MOA
Globe.
So, kaming... At saka si Cal. Cal, you will be riding with us.
Bakit kayo... Okay, hindi na ako pupunta.
No, kasi... originally kasi...
No.
Originally kasi dita, dapat dita ka on the ground siya. Magsustay sa logistics. Kasama ni Meadow.
Yes.
Pero yeah,
yes,
you're riding with us. Right? You're leading...
But I felt like... Gusto ko naman ma-represent yung TL, yung Dalitas, yes, Manila, kasi parang first ano ko, first pride to represent TLM.
Yes,
naman
figurehead, being the figurehead,
ano yun?
TL, being the new figurehead of TLM.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be there. Yun. So, lapitan nyo lang po kami sa mga individual na nag-register para mag-guide namin kayo kung paano yung magiging ride protocols natin.
Nice.
Magpapa-raffle ba tayo? Para-raffle natin yung bag ni Maki, oh.
Ay, sarap. Priega, bagong kulay yan, no, new edition. At yung ano, bagong jacket, Speedy.
Green. Oo nga eh. Yung may bagong jacket, pants, may bagong ano.
Nasaan yung brief na tunay na rider?
Nanayiwa ko sa bahay.
Cal, any words of wisdom?
Hmm.
Or any shout-outs?
Wow. So, talagang sa akin, ano? Words of wisdom... Love truly.
Aww.
Yes, love truly.
Truly.
Don't hate. And then for plug, sa any shout outs, I guess, Dita's Manila, hello. I'll see you guys soon. June 25, Pride Ride Manila. See you guys at MOA Globe. MOA Globe. Baka pumunta sa mall. Mag-open ng mall. Mali naman po yun. And June 30, pop up.
Katipunan.
Ate. Pop-up ate, yes,
bata, June 30.
Free admission.
Pagkabi.
Yes, pag-gabi. And sige, at ako po yung magde-DJ.
I support yan.
Yes, there you go. That's it.
Nandun ako 4 o'clock. All right, Mackie, our next month is all about Filipino makers.
Yan. Next month,
ooh, nice,
we're gonna feature brands who... are locally made Filipino brands na nagsusupport sa motorcycle riding community. For example, we have Grit.
Yes.
We have Grit. Yeah, andami. Andaming brands na...
So, if you guys know anyone that makes awesome gear that riders can use, accessories in the Philippines... Please message us. We'd love to meet them and talk about how they got into it and the awesome things they're making. And yeah, so we're going to next month is all going to be Pinoy made.
Nice.
Gears.
Motorcycle gear.
Support local.
Support local.
Love it.
All right.
Thank you to Nina Ryder for having us.
Thank you, Motobex.
Happy Pride.
Thank you. Nice to see you again, gentlemen.
See you this weekend.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.